Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome to the Inside China Basin Baseball Podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. From AT&T Park in San Francisco, we will go into both clubhouses on Tuesday, Giants and Dodgers. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Live in San Francisco and love to play golf? Visit TPC Harding Park and purchase your two-year resident card, giving you immediate savings on golf and other programs at the park. Cut your green fees in half by purchasing your card today. Visit www.tpc.com/Harding Park for more information. Before the Tuesday night game against the Los Angeles Dodgers, I had a chance to talk to Jarrett Parker of the Giants, Cody Bellinger of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and we'll hear from Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, as they're going through an 11-game losing streak. First, let's hear from Jarrett Parker. Jarrett, I know this second half of the season is so important to you after you came back, you know, healthy and everything. So how do you feel about the progress you're making and what you want to accomplish here before the season ends?
Yeah, you know, obviously I missed a lot of time, but I'm just excited to be back on the field, just being able to play baseball again. I've never had an injury where it's, you know, I've been off the field for an extended amount of time, so, you know, I just really wanted to be out here and play.
Yeah, it had to be disappointing, but when you came back, I noticed you were making plays right away where you were diving, even getting close to the wall or even in the foul area by the wall. So did it take a little bit of time to just kind of, you know, brace yourself for those knowing where you were on the warning track and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm just trying to be more cognizant of where I'm at. There's been a couple times where there's been plays where it's been a ball closer to the wall, and I've kind of, you know, decided to make the smarter decision and back off a little bit. Yeah, it's kind of something I just need to be more focused on.
You made some really good throws from left field. Is that something that you've worked on? I mean, I've seen you before make those throws even when you were coming up through the minor leagues, but, you know, now it seems like you're real comfortable throwing the ball and, you know, the runners are going to have to beware.
Just trying to be smart more than anything. Pick your spots, know when there's an opportunity to be able to get a runner and, know when there's not. And so I'm just trying to be, better in all facets of the game.
How about at the plate? One thing that is sort of noticeable is that you've had some balls hit to left field, sort of inside third base, where I don't know if that's something that you had concentrated on before, but you seem to be using the field more. Is that true?
Maybe. I'm always trying to use all parts of the field, so it just kind of depends on what the pitcher's doing that day.
Do you think that, you're getting a better idea of the strike zone, too? You're trying to strike out less and getting a better idea of, looking for your pitch to hit?
Yeah, that's kind of, it's always a cat and mouse game, pitchers are always adjusting to you and you got to adjust to them, so I'm just trying to, like I said, just trying to get better in all facets of the game.
What's the plan for the offseason and looking forward to 2018 for you?
I'm not really sure right now the offseason plan, so I think I've got to have some discussions with, some of the higher-ups with the Giants and see what they think's best for me.
Do you think the beginning of the season was difficult, too, because there was a lot of pressure? I mean, you're in left field, you're starting left fielder, that kind of thing. How do you feel you came out of that? Was that a good learning experience? Anything that you could point to that?
Yeah, that's kind of the name of the game when you get to this level. It's, we're trying to win a World Series. You know, obviously it hasn't turned out well the way you wanted to this year, but, next year we'll be looking to bounce back.
Is there anything special about beating the Dodgers right now? I mean, they're on a terrible run. They've lost 11 games in a row. They were one of the best teams, or the best team in baseball. They still are, but just, having a little juice here in this series?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's too concerned about what they've been doing before we played them. We're worried about, the present. So we're playing them tonight. Kershaw's on the mound. We know he's going to come out and compete. So I got to figure out a way to, beat him.
All right, Jarrett, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Giants outfielder Jarrett Parker. Coming up, we'll hear from Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers and then Dave Roberts, the skipper, right after this. The next time you're on your way to a Giants game, stop by Town's End Restaurant and Bakery for breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., or for brunch on the weekend from 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Celebrating their 26th year, family-run and cozy, Town's End Restaurant and Bakery captures the spirit of San Francisco with homemade sourdough English muffins, scones, and breads. They're serving cage-free Petaluma eggs and have been organic since well before organic became mainstream. Consistent quality, 4-star Google reviews, and great service from loyal employees that have been there for over 20 years. Town's End Restaurant and Bakery, a Buster Posey home run away from AT&T Park, right along the Embarcadero at 2 Townsend Street in San Francisco. Here's the conversation I had in the Dodgers clubhouse on Tuesday night before the game with Cody Bellinger. Cody, I mean, I know you guys are going through this rough stretch, but how do you maybe kind of get together and think about what happened when you guys were winning every day and maybe recapture that? Is there a way of trying to do that?
Yeah, we've been doing it. I think it's just a matter of a few balls that haven't gone our way. Whenever we get runners on, I feel like we're lining out right at someone. So that's just how crazy the game is.
When you come to the ballpark every day and you kind of expect to win, you know, how fulfilling is that compared to the way it's been lately where, you know, you're just waiting for that big moment to happen?
Yeah, we're waiting for it. You know, good thing we had such a good showing in the beginning of the year to if we were to struggle, you know, this is the case where we still have a decent lead. So I know everyone's prepping the same as they did when we were winning, so it's just a matter of time.
Tell us about the overall experience this year. I mean, you've had a great year, and what you've learned to this point that you want to try to take into the postseason.
Yeah, man, it's been unbelievable. And for me, it's just trying to be consistent, learning how other teams are trying to pitch me and just trying to continue to have success off that.
Yeah, they get a book on you, but, of course, now you have a book on all the other pitchers too. So has that helped? I mean, do you try to, you know, sort of keep that book? Is it all in the back of your head every time you face a guy the second time?
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of remember what he does, and he remembers what you did off him. So it's always going to be a cat and mouse game.
What about a guy like Johnny Cueto, who has all the different types of deliveries, you know, and kind of the quick pitch and all that? Is it sort of a different challenge against a guy like that?
Yeah, it's weird, man. Obviously, he's been really good for a long time, so he knows how to get hitters out at a consistent rate. And so for us, you know, we have a plan against him, and hopefully it pays off.
I was telling you before we talked that I knew your dad a little bit. And tell us about just growing up in the baseball family like that, being around him, especially when he was with the Yankees and they were, you know, winning the World Series and everything. What kind of great experiences do you kind of take with you from then to now as an adult playing in the major leagues?
Yeah, I remember the World Series parades. Hopefully, you know, we can have one of our own because those are tough to beat. But, yeah, I just try to, you know, learn as much as I could at a young age.
How did he get to your games when he was playing all the time? I mean, it must have been kind of hard for him to even watch you play.
When?
Well, when he was still playing ball and you're, you know, growing up as a little kid trying to play.
Oh, yeah. He probably didn't. I was young, though, T-ball maybe, so he wasn't missing much.
Did you get to play with a lot of the other kids, you know, the other sons of big leaguers, too?
A little bit. I still keep in touch with a few of them, but no, I don't think I ever played with them.
Do you lean on your dad a little bit for help? I mean, you got all kinds of help here. You got, you know, hitting coach. You can look at video, all that. But is there a time where you can just call up your dad and he kind of knows your swing so well?
Yeah, he can notice when something's wrong. And like I said, I talked to him. He knows his stuff. So having an extra set of eyes is always good.
Totally different type of hitter, too, because you hit from the right side. You know, you're more of a home run hitter. But I guess he knows the game so well, he can relate to it, right?
Yeah, exactly. He knows. He does hitting lessons in the off season. So, and he hits with me, so he knows my swing, like I said.
Do you like playing here in San Francisco? I mean, this ballpark is not the easiest to hit it out for a left-handed batter because of right center, but if you pull the ball, you can hit it into the bay.
Yeah, man. It's fun playing here. Tough crowd. But the fans are great, and it's always a good atmosphere.
Also, there's a lot of Dodger fans here. Do you notice that out in the outfield? That, you know, it seems like there's cheering for both sides all the time.
Yeah, it's a good thing about the Dodger fans. They like to travel, so, you know, we're playing in front of a sellout a lot of the time.
All right, Cody. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
That's Dodgers rookie Cody Bellinger, who's probably going to win the National League Rookie of the Year award. Well, before the game on Tuesday, had a chance to chat a little bit with Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, part of his media session. Let's listen in.
Dave, as a player, as a former player, did you go through stretches where, you know, the team's having a bad time and then you try to do too much individually and try to carry it and you have to go out against that? Do you feel like some of the guys are going through that?
Yes. Have I gone through something like this? No. Does it make everyone want to do more? Absolutely. And so it's just important for us to simplify. And we talked about this a couple days ago, is that we got to play better baseball. And I think that it's catching the ball, it's having a good at bat, it's running the bases the right way, and pitching and throwing strikes. So it's kind of back to the basics, where a lot of things get overlooked at times when things are going really well, and right now they're not. And so, yeah, there is a tendency to try to do more, but there's a lot of guys in that clubhouse that have played a lot of years in the big leagues that understand that doing more is not always the right path. So we got to find a way to get it done. I mean, in all aspects of the game.
Oh, wow. What about the 2000 Yankees? They really lost a lot of games at the end of the year. Went on to win the World Series.
Did they really?
Yeah. They won. They lost like 13 out of 15 to finish the year. Then they won the World Series.
So listen to this story. Tommy, so you guys might have heard this story. So Tommy, I guess one of these years that they were, he was in the clubhouse. The team was going through a tough stretch. And Tommy gets on his pulpit in the clubhouse and goes, they said the 27 Yankees were the best team in baseball. And in September, they lost 9 straight games. And they're looked at as the best team ever. And then so someone goes to Tommy afterwards and goes, man, Tommy, I didn't know that. They lost 9 games in a row. And he goes, shoot, I don't know. But they don't know either.
That's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts. Want to thank him, Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers, and Jared Parker of the San Francisco Giants for joining us. Coming up on Wednesday, special guest Pablo Sandoval will be our guest here on thesportsvirus.com. Then later on in the week, we'll be chatting with Ray Woodson. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.